Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi there. I'm so glad you're here. And welcome to this episode of She Coaches Coaches. It's so much fun. Just before I started recording this episode, I was looking at the birdhouses that are hanging on the outside of my she shed. You guys know that I work in my she shed, right? So every morning I walk out to my she shed and I see these birdhouses hanging here. And it's the spring and the finches have started to lay eggs and they've hatched. So these little eggs, these little nests are inside my birdhouses and they've hatched. And now I can hear the little birds cheeping. The mom and dad finch, they fly in and out, going and getting food for their little babies, and it's really fun. Last summer, there were three, I don't know, do you call them litters or flocks? But I'll call them litters. So last summer, there were three litters of these little birds. And pretty soon, I'll get to see these ones, these new little babies, learn how to fly. If I can get a good video, I'll put it on my Instagram feed so you can see what it looks like and what they sound like. All right, let's go on to the episode. So today we're talking about this thought, I don't feel like it. Yeah, just that one thought, I just don't feel like it. Sometimes it might sound something like this in your mind, or no, I'll wait till later, okay? Or even, you know, I'm really not in the mood of doing that right now. Hey, since you're a coach and an entrepreneur, I bet you've thought something like one of those thoughts before. Probably anytime you decided to do something new, like maybe you wanted to start a Facebook group or go to a networking event, or maybe you are asked to be a guest on a podcast and you don't quite know how to prep for it. Maybe it's about sending an email and telling people you're a new coach or showing up on video. Any of those tasks, they seem like a good idea when you first think of them. Then when it's actually time to do it, you'll hear yourself saying, yeah, you know, I don't really feel like it. In a few of my episodes, you've heard me speaking about one of the characteristics of self-confidence as having your own back. When you heard that, you probably thought that I meant, if something goes wrong, I won't be mean to myself. Or if something goes wrong, I won't let my inner critic fly off the handle. Or maybe you thought that having your own back meant remembering to be kind to yourself and to create resilience. Maybe have some great self-care. But have you ever thought of this? That having your own back means that you keep your word to yourself. And that when you make a decision, you insist that you follow through. It's completely normal to feel nervous about doing something new, especially when it's a stretch. You might feel vulnerable or visible and uncomfortable. And that's okay. All those feelings are normal. Every coach, every entrepreneur does things that are uncomfortable, especially when they're new. There's a lot of uncomfortableness to be had. It's really part of the ride. So the next time this thought, I don't feel like it, comes up, notice how I said next time, not if, but when. The next time it comes up, try this approach instead. Think of what you do as an employee. My guess is that you're probably an excellent employee. You show up 100%. You contribute, you do excellent work, and you're ambitious too. Sometimes when you're at work, you might have that same thought, the I don't feel like it thought. about one of the projects that you work on, or maybe a regular deliverable, or even a meeting that you have to attend. But who cares? Who cares that you don't feel like it, right? Can you imagine allowing the thought, "I don't feel like it," to mean that you don't get your job done? It's completely laughable, isn't it? You probably never even considered not doing the things you don't really want to do when you're at work. Now, if it's all the time, my guess is you've probably gone to find another job. But in most careers, there's going to be things that are satisfying and things that we just don't really feel like doing. It's part of the job. Your manager, the department head, the VP, the CEO all expect that you will do your job. And since you're probably a keen and very stellar employee, you want to do a great job because it gives you satisfaction too. Plus, it's your paycheck and maybe even a pathway to an interesting promotion. So why do we allow "I don't feel like it" in the moment to be a reason to procrastinate or delay creating clients for your coaching business? Notice that I said "we," because I've done it too. Just this week, for a few days, I knew it was time to write my weekly newsletter, but I allowed that "I don't really feel like it" to get in the way. I used that excuse to not show up for you or for my readers. And that was a really good reminder for me too. Hey, if you're not on my email list yet, you should be. I've put the link below so you can sign up for my free resource library, the Coach's Online Business Academy. Then you'll have access to my free resources and you'll hear from me with some extra special offers too. Now, I was just on a group call for a mastermind, and one of the coaches suggested that we try this approach, and I really liked it. So I wanted to share her suggestion with you. When you hear yourself think, "I don't feel like it," pretend that you're an employee in your business, in You Inc., and then behave like the stellar employee that you are. As a new coach, new business owner, new entrepreneur, you get to be the employee and the CEO. You get to be both marketing and finance, and you get to be the janitor too. In time, if you choose to grow a larger business, sure, you're going to have extra help. But right now, and for most coaches, you wear most of the hats in your business. So the next time you don't behave in your coaching business in the same way that you would for your job, get curious. What's going on there? Are you just uncomfortable? Well, then remember to have your own back. Switch hats, put on the hat of being the employee, and ask yourself what you would do as the best employee that you can be. Hey, I so appreciate that you're here as part of my community, and I hope that you're applying this stuff too. I hope that these practical podcast episodes help you and support you as you become a coach, create clients, and have the impact that you want to have. Now, if you want more help, perhaps you resonate with how I speak and what I share, and you're interested in finding out what it's like to work with me, then we should talk. So if that sounds like you and you want to make fast progress, you're eager to get your first or your next paying clients, and you want some help along the way, click the link to book a call. And then we'll talk and we'll decide if we're ready to work together. All right, that's it for today. I am so thankful that you spent this time with me. I'll be back to talk with you again next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.